Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then? What do you mean? I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
This is Life Spam. Give us 5 minutes of your life and we'll fill it with spam. So I went to a little kid's show the other week, a little theatre show in a small school, little small local school. Went to see a production of Beauty and the Beast. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Now, I'm not a theatre goer in general. I do go to the theatre on occasion. I do enjoy it. But somehow, especially when you go to see big productions, it's not a cheap enterprise. And yet for me, it doesn't have the glamour and the sheen of going to the cinema, which is about a tenth of the cost. Seems to be something more exotic for me to go to the movies and see movie stars perform up on the big screen, 40 foot high. Going to the theater, while I appreciate the skill of the live action, the live acting, like I say, it doesn't quite have the glamour or the romance for me of the cinema. That said, going to see some amateur dramatics, very different experience. You're up close, it's personal. What's that old saying? Hopefully you can sit close enough for the actor to spit on you. I must say I once saw Sir Ian McKellen do Richard III. I was sitting in like the ninth row, and it was an unbelievably memorable experience. Not in any way now am I trying to compare a bunch of seven-year-olds singing songs from Beauty and the Beast to Sir Ian McKellen. Still, I think all I'm doing is setting out my stall. Anyway, I went to this little school with some friends of mine to watch their kid perform. For some reason, it was decided that we had to sit down an hour early because in the mad rush of seats in the school gymnasium, you wanted to be as close as you could. So I wandered in 1 hour before the start of a elementary school performance of Beauty and the Beast. Let me say that again. 1 hour before the start of an elementary school musical. Got seats about four rows back. There was a whole group of us, and yet I seemed to be the one lumbered with keeping seats. So I had to take off my coat and take off my cardigan and spread my hat and scarf across all these seats and sit there for an hour watching other people, I'm guessing friends and family, come in and attempt to do the same thing. Now, yeah, it's a bit sad that I was in here an hour early. What's even sadder is that there are about half a dozen people who beat me to the punch. So there you go. Anyway, first time I've ever seen Beauty and the Beast. I must say I'm not familiar with the story. Haven't seen the cartoon. Haven't seen the Broadway production. Have seen the Broadway production of Lion King. Not a big fan of Lion King. I'll tell you why. Lion King, obviously the story about, well, lions, and a little lion who's going to be the king lion. In the cartoon, well, it's cartoons of animals, of lions. Makes perfect sense. When you go and see it on stage, some of the characters are in full animal costume, and other characters are clearly people with a lion's hat on. They're playing lions. I find it very confusing. And this is now going to sound like some sort of casual racism. But if you have a story set in Africa and, you know, a human is wearing some part of an animal as clothing, well, seems kind of normal. And yet when you watch Lion King, no, it's not a human. It's someone who's a lion. Hopefully you've followed that. Unless you've just been completely put off, but what seems to be Life Spam's, accidental but unbelievable prejudice and discrimination and just ignorance that I've just just displayed there. Anyway, in Lion King, the lions are played by people, but the other animals are played by people in complete animal costume, so you don't really know it's a person underneath until they sing. All right, let it go. Let your Lion King hang up go. You're just digging a massive hole for yourself. Anyway, Beauty and the Beast, apparently it's all written by the same people. The musical, it's a Disney thing. When you go and watch little kids do it, and again, not familiar with the story at all. It's not Sleeping Beauty, not Cinderella. Although I think ultimately these things are all the same. There's a heroine who's sort of pining for a husband or a, you know, boyfriend. But unfortunately, the only boyfriends around or the only potential suitors, well, they're all damaged goods. They're either like asleep or, I don't know, they're a, I don't know, a telephone that's waiting to be kissed and turned into something else. I don't know. This isn't my thing. I said at the start, this is not my thing. Anyway, in Beauty and the Beast, if you have seen it, then you'll probably agree with my analysis. It appears to be a tale of talking furniture. There are a couple of humans, but there seems to be a lot of furniture in Beauty and the Beast that come on and they sing, whether it be a candlestick or a cup or a chest of drawers. I don't know. Beauty and the Beast seems to be some domestic below stairs drama, but not about people, just about furniture. I know. Anyway, I went to see, you know, the little school version. So this is the abbreviated version. So it means the music's piped in. It's not like there's a band. The costumes are excellent. Excellent. You let little kids get loose on paper mache, you know? Yeah, I mean, I think back to my own childhood. I mean, I could build some, I mean, I built some serious shit out of paper mache. This performance had this strange phenomenon where it was a little, you know, little school gym, little stage, obviously like a temporary stage. And the stage had a couple of microphones, you know, on stands, one in the middle, one at either end, so that when any of the singing took place, you know, whoever was singing moved towards the microphone and they stood at the microphone and sang. So it wasn't true musical theatre. It was sort of theatre and then everything would stop for songs. Now, you know, I think all of us at some point in our lives have been in the school production. I think the better we were meant we were in the school production, the older we were. I think when you're young, you're all in it doing something, even if it's just standing there with a, you know, the tree costume on. Back in the day of my being of indeterminate middle age, back in the day of my youth, well, you just belted it out from wherever you stood. But nowadays, with all this modern technology, there are microphones. And so anytime there was a song, the singers would move towards the microphones. Meanwhile, the other little kids in their cup costumes and bush costumes would sort of move around in the back. And, you know, Bob's your uncle, there's your Beauty and the Beast. Because this was the abbreviated version, it means that all the nuance of the story is completely cut out and it's stripped down to its basic version, which, as I said earlier, is some lonely girl looking for a partner, and ultimately that partner, all the available partners, are damaged goods. That seemed, again, that's the theme for Beauty and the Beast, other than the fact that in the musical, many of the parts are played by furniture. Now, I am no more educated at the end of this than I was before it. The quality of the show, well, it depends on your viewpoint. I think anyone who listens to me regularly knows that ultimately I'm a bit of an idiot. So I watched this. I didn't really know what was going on. I kind of appreciated the outfits. One or two of the kids had good voices. Other than that, this was full on open mic night, full on amateur dramatics. Yeah. Not the highest form of entertainment. And I did make a donation to get in because that's what you do when you go to these school things. I was surrounded by parents who watched this and reacted as if it was Sir Ian McKellen and Shakespeare. And here's the point now. I'm not having a go at them. I'm not having a go at the kids. I'm having a go at myself because I'm not a parent. So I don't have parental pride. The nasty cynic in me just watches it and goes, this is rubbish. I'm not able to enjoy it. It's kind of sad. I'm not a parent. I don't have that pride. I don't have that forgiveness. I figure out that when you're a parent, you are in some sort of weird way, you are conditioned, rightly conditioned to be, you know, colorblind. And in the instance of this, probably helps to be conditioned to be tone deaf. Ba-boom. So I'm not being mean about going to see a little kid's show. The whole point of this lifespan is that the experience, an hour of an evening, well, two, if you count getting in there an hour early, well, it was a moment to remind me of what I do not have, which is the joy of kids, the joy of family. And ultimately, watching a bunch of little kids take a stab at, you know, doing songs. I think it's Elton John who wrote Beauty and the Beast. Well, good on them. Maybe this is the reason that I'm not so much a theatre goer. See, at the end of the day, performance is about audience. And the smaller the performance, the more personal the audience. Let's face it, I don't know if anyone out there listens to this other than me. Can't get any more personal than that, but I'm still here performing, if nothing else, to hear the sound of my own voice. The theatre, I can imagine if you are an 8-year-old or Sir Ian McKellen, you are standing on stage and you can see your audience. It is a personal interaction. The movie star doesn't. He sees a camera and he has no idea that ultimately, when it's watched by someone like me in a big dark hall with a 40-foot screen, he or she has no idea of my reaction. Performance is all about audience. This audience were unbelievably appreciative of the efforts of their kids. And if I was a parent, I would secretly realize that, well, those kids, they were so proud to perform for their parents. I must say, though, after seeing Beauty and the Beast, I still don't know what that deal is with that monkey or goat or dog or whatever it is. We'll be right back.